The first instruction of the answer above expresses -8 using 16-bit 2's complement. This is the bit pattern that actually is contained in the machine instruction. This is awkward to read and to calculate. The second instruction uses signed decimal notation to specify -8. The assembler translates this assembler instruction into exactly the same machine instruction as the first one. By using a 32-bit base register and an offset, a 32-bit load word or store word instruction can reference memory. But how does the base address get into the base register? This is where the load upper immediate instruction is useful. It copies its 16-bit immediate operand to the upper two bytes, the high-order bytes, of the designated register. Load upper immediate instruction specifies a destination register and a constant. The constant is a 16-bit immediate operand. It's copied to the upper two bytes of the destination register. Sometimes this is all you need. For example, say that memory is in the picture above and that you want to load the word at hex 40,010 into register 12. The load upper immediate instruction can set up the base register.